David Milley, I don't know how much you knew about Rose's matches before tonight, but you'll know a bit more now.
I didn't actually. I got told a lot of things about that with her game. Obviously, the crowd was phenomenal. Atmosphere was there right to the end, and we gave them a good show.
Well, by hitting 54, he'd become a firm favourite with quite a few new fans, I should think, tonight.
I hope so. I just try to do what I could do. And enjoy it out there, and it really came off for me tonight.
On the commentary after the power plays and after probably about halfway, we were looking at the score and thinking probably 140 would be a good score tonight, but then you and Gary Balance forged that partnership. It was a record for the fifth wicket for Yorkshire in T20 cricket. It basically boosted you to 180. It was a fantastic effort.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, at the halfway stage, we were also looking. We didn't really have a figure as such, but we just thought, just try and take it as deep as possible, and that's exactly what we did, with wickets in hand at the end of the day, and it really paid off.
You were billed as a kind of explosive batsman and stuff before you came here, but you're not just that, are you? Because you're playing proper cricket shots, but hitting them very hard.
Oh, I like to think so. That's what I'm trying to work on, especially my start, the start of my innings. Try and give myself a chance, because if you're sitting out in the pavilion, you can't make any runs. So to try and just give myself the best chance as possible, and then from there you can do anything in the last 3-4 overs. So that's what I try to do tonight.
There's one shot in particular that we were kind of like purring about in the commentary box, where you hit over cover for 6 to go to 50. That was a terrific shot.
It did come out nicely. I just threw my hands at it, and it did. It whistled away.
Well, you need to have a partnership. You need a man at the other end, and Gary Balance played very well as well.
He did. He played phenomenally well tonight. Really played to his game. As again, got himself in, and then picked the right balls to hit. And it's always nice from when it's coming from both ends with the batters, and he really did that tonight.
Seemed to be a good batting pitch, and Lancashire, when they started out, I'm sure they fancied the chances of chasing down 181 to win, but the bowling again, fielding again, was exceptional.
It really was. The boys really did well to start with. It was a bit tight at the halfway stage, but like I said earlier, with chasing 180, you know, you have to get those runs for 20 overs. So if we can just get one or two wickets in that middle period and a couple of good overs, it just pulls it back to our way. So that's exactly what happened.
Mitchell Starc, leading wicket taker in the competition at the moment. Again, two more today, and very tight as well.
He's been a great 2020 player so far, and really got a lot in the future. He's been just bowling his areas and doing the right things at the right time.
Azim Rafiq as well, 21-year-old captain in the side. Have you found that?
Oh, he loves his game. He's very passionate about it and leads from the front.
Does it matter that he's 21, though, that he's probably the youngest player in the side? Do you just respect him and listen to what he says?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he shows it in art in the field. He gives us absolute everything, and I think that's what you know, the boys really enjoy, is that he leads from the front in the field, and whatever he does it to 100%. So it just really does lift the team. And it is a young team, so I don't think the age really matters for captaincy.
A foot in the quarterfinals now, but 3 games to go, no easing off.
No, not at all, because you know, you could lose these 3 games and you never know what's happening in the table. So we just got to take one game at a time. We got a couple of days off, so we're going to just rethink and gather ourselves and get ready for next week Thursday.
Trent Bridge on Thursday, they look a very good side. Lancashire, you know what they're like now. Old Trafford's going to be a slightly different atmosphere. It's not going to be all Yorkshire fans in the West Stand as it was tonight. There's going to be people baying for your blood this time.
Yeah, and I heard they're also football fans, so they know exactly how to support. So it is going to be a great experience. So we just got to take one game at a time, as I said, and really just enjoy every game.
Very well played today.
Thank you very much.